I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama's latest jobless numbers are out. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins reports the results were right down the middle.
Alabama's unemployment rate for June is slightly worse than in 2013. The official numbers are at 6.8%. That's higher than the 6.5% recorded a year ago. Counties with the lowest unemployment rates are Shelby at 5%. Baldwin, Cullman, Lee, and Cherokee counties are all at just under 6%. The counties with the highest rates are Wilcox at just over 17%, Perry at just under 15%, and Dallas at just over 14%. Governor Robert Bentley says the seasonally adjusted rate in Alabama represents nearly 145,000 people looking for work. Job creation is a key issue as Bentley seeks re-election in November. Pat Duggins, APR News.
Tourists traveling into Alabama on interstate highways will soon be greeted by signs saying, "Welcome to Sweet Home Alabama." State tourism and transportation officials say the Alabama the Beautiful signs that have stood at the state line since 2003 will be replaced by the new Sweet Home Alabama signs over the next few months. Smaller versions of the signs will be on the grounds of the 8 state welcome centers to serve as backdrops for travelers' photos. Leonard Skinner recorded Sweet Home Alabama in 1973 in Doraville, Georgia, but Alabama has used the song title on car tags and in tourism promotions. State Tourism Director Lee Centel says the song is recognized all over the world, and the phrase Sweet Home Alabama makes people happy. And an Alabama country musician who also helped promote the music industry is set for a great honor. The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is opening an exhibit for Edwin Peck Rowell tomorrow at 1. Dick Cooper is the curator of the Music Hall of Fame. He says Rowell is a Lochapoka native who played guitar with the Covered Wagon Boys.
They were the prime movers and shakers in that area. And then occasionally they would bring in people from Nashville. The big-name artists like Merle Haggard and George Jones and Mel Tillis. And these would be, you know, an occasional weekend gig where the Covered Wagon Boys would then open for the headliner.
Rowell has a new book out called A Place I Couldn't Leave. He'll be on hand at the event to sign copies of the book. The event takes place at 1 p.m. at the Music Hall of Fame in Tuscumbia. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Friday evening to you. Scattered showers and storms continue overnight tonight. Lows in the low 70s for the weekend plans. The first half of the weekend, still relatively wet. Scattered showers and storms still in the forecast, but most of the area will go dry by Sunday and Monday. Still a few pop-up showers and storms can't be ruled out on Sunday and on Monday. Temperatures top out in the upper 80s late in the weekend and early next week. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.